crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
For the crossover, powered by Every Level Concrete Repair in Omaha at everylevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, Nick. Hello.
Greetings.
Yo.
Hello.
How's it going today, guys? You guys are very yellow.
Oh, we are.
Yes, we are all yellow.
Yellow.
I didn't get the yellow memo.
They don't have a British accent, do they? Is that Coldplay?
Yeah, they're from England.
Oh, man. But they don't sing like that.
You are all yellow.
Some of their songs they do.
Ozzy Osbourne's from England, and he doesn't sing like that.
That's
true.
I remember when I was a kid, and I was like, what's up with these English folks not having accents when they sing?
Yeah, and when they act. American.
Do you ever wonder
when an Englishman or an Englishwoman acts as an American, they realize, wow, we have a really bad accent.
Mm. Yes, they must. They have to.
So I heard somewhere, and this is, I did hear this. I don't know if it's true.
Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
That
it's a Reddit thing.
I don't think it's a Reddit. It's a linguistics thing.
Okay.
That the Appalachian accent is close to what the English accent would have evolved to if we all just kept talking like the English.
Okay, so how do they sound? Do we know? How do the
Appalachians?
Yes.
I watch some Appalachian show. I don't know.
All right.
I can't describe it. I can't talk like an Appalachian person.
Okay. No, I'm just genuinely curious. Like, I don't
well,
know
but here's the thing. I don't know if that's accurate because most of the colonists were from England.
They were.
And so whatever our language developed into, that was a derivative of them. So to say that
they're all derivatives.
English would have evolved into Appalachian,
yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Are we all that way in a sense?
What it is... I misremembered.
Are we all yellow?
What it is I guess the Appalachian accent is supposed to be closer to what the colonial would have sounded like.
Ah, the colonial.
Before we all gave the middle finger to England and just started talking normal.
Well, so you're saying that this, you're saying we sound like this as a choice.
Yes.
Hmm.
I think it started out.
I don't know about that, but I like it.
Well, then why else? Why else would our language evolve into this? Why don't we
this
still have
this? This is just
English
where language
accents?
Evolves to.
How come right. Australia still has their accent that sounds sort of kind of British, but ours is not?
Great question. I don't know.
I think we just did it despite England.
We just did it as a bit?
I think we did it as a bit.
Let's,
well, okay,
I don't
keep,
think
let's
it
okay,
sound
now
American.
Keep in mind that the colonists from the Northeast, you got your Boston and your New York.
Yeah. Yes,
that's and then the different. Weird Baltimore, Philadelphia,
and then the weird,
water. That stuff's weird.
And then, of course, Southern. Or...
Yeah, because all the states over there decided to kind of do their own thing.
Mm.
I don't think it was a choice.
You don't think it was a choice?
I think it just kind of happened that way.
Right, I'm going to Google, was the American accent a choice?
Was like a Boston accent a
but
choice?
But the problem is, there's not really an American accent because ours is so much different than Chicago.
Different dialects and everything.
Oh, John, your favorite website. If you go to Babbel.com.
Babbel.
There's a story called When Did Americans Lose Their British Accents? Written by Thomas Moore Devlin on July 11th, my parents' anniversary. Happy anniversary to my parents. 2023.
What kind of a last name is that?
Devlin?
I think you said Thomas Moore Devlin.
He's using three initials. Yeah. He's either a stuffy elitist or an assassin.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can trust him.
I'm not going to read the whole story because it's many words, but there is a handy graphic in here that is titled The Progression of American English. And so 1585, British migration to the New World. Mm-hmm. Late 16th century, mixing of different accents marks the start of dialect leveling.
Mm.
17th to 18th century, R-less dialect emerges and is deemed more prestigious. Post-Revolutionary War, period of linguistic isolation from UK plus influence of westward expansion, and present, American English is still evolving.
Yeah,
that skips
so just,
a lot of time.
It just basically fizzled out.
I don't think
that's all.
Yeah. I think, but I mean, it said...
It deemed more prestigious, and then isolation from UK.
I think they did that.
I think
that
Nick might be on to something.
Separate themselves from the...
We're not
going to
talk like
the
them,
war.
We just beat them in the war. That's what they said.
Hmm.
I think.
So they started talking like people from... Alabama?
Yeah. Now, why did they start talking like Hicks? Great question.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably because of the other one, more prestigious. I bet that was a prestigious language back then. Sadly.
What do we think the more prestigious
well,
people
Well, they did
like?
Own a lot of things.
Bingo, John. You hit on what exactly I was thinking
Interesting.
About. They're big houses.
They had very, very large houses.
Large
Probably
houses.
Like old money. Like, indubitably.
That,
yes.
There you go.
I went to Dartmouth.
Prestige.
Yeah. You just sound like an idiot.
Yeah, I don't want to be a friend with that guy.
No.
If somebody came up to me and said, I went to Dartmouth, I'd say, cool, get the hell out of my face. Really?
Your football team sucks. Yeah. Get out of here.
I would say, I don't really know
what
much
do you
about
your
school. That's not Harvard. That's not Yale. People don't talk about Dartmouth very much.
No.
Just kind of there.
I mean, Dartmouth and Yale, Harvard and Yale, what good are those?
I mean,
Where does Dartmouth go on the Ivy League?
Great question.
Prestige level.
Ivy League rankings.
Is that like in tier one or tier two?
All right, let's see. U.S.
Harvard's got to be number one.
Look at their rowing records. That probably differentiates the most prestigious school, right?
National University rankings. Princeton is number one.
Oh, Princeton.
Yeah. Harvard is third. Yale is fifth. Pennsylvania is sixth. Brown is ninth. Columbia 12th. Cornell 12th. Dartmouth 18th. Oh. Literally last. Tough luck, Dartmouth.
Wow. Oh, is Northwestern
They're
on
the
there?
Nebraska of the Ivy League. Kick them out.
Wow. The AAU.
Kick them out. What are you going to ask, John?
You said Princeton's number one?
Princeton's number one in the whole country.
And Creighton beat them 2 years ago.
People forget,
so now
John.
We're
Creighton's number
one.
One.
That's right.
Do you guys know where Dartmouth is? Do you know what state it's in?
Oh,
is it Dover? Delaware?
Massachusetts?
Ooh.
All right. Wrong. So, John, I mean, that's a little process of elimination.
Hang on. You said what?
I said Massachusetts.
I said Delaware.
Delaware actually owns no Ivy League school.
Oh, because it's a garbage state.
Of course, has Harvard. They're in Cambridge, which is what, a bird?
God, I
would have
guessed that Dartmouth was also in...
Guess another one, John.
Yeah, you got all those Eastern states.
Pick a different one.
Is it an original 13?
How about Vermont?
Good also one. Wrong, John. Vermont has none.
New York.
Wow, you guys are just getting wrong.
Rhode Island.
Nope.
Massachusetts.
No, we already said that, Nick.
Oh, did we?
That was Happer's guess.
Oh.
New Hampshire.
Yep. There we go.
Oh.
Hanover.
Hanover, New Hampshire.
Yeah. So Princeton is in Princeton, New Jersey. Harvard's in Cambridge. Yale is in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh, yes.
Pennsylvania.
They have great pizza there.
Is in Philly. Brown is in Providence, Rhode Island. Columbia is in New York, New York. Cornell is in Ithaca, New York. And then Dartmouth is in Hanover.
Hmm.
There you go.
Thank you.
Cornell.
For
that's, when, that's where Andy Bernard
Andy
went.
Bernard. Yes. Went to Cornell.
Mm-hmm.
Big Red. Go Big Red.
Go Big Red. Nick, say it.
Go Big Red.
Wow, it sounds just like the commercial.
It does.
That's amazing.
It's almost like he played a drop.
Red. Yeah.
Weird. I didn't play a drop. So this is the drop.
Go Big Red.
Now say it.
Go Big Red.
You sound a little more mature now, Nick.
Well, I am older.
Your voice is a bit lower.
You sound a little bit more British now.
Big Red.
I think
nice.
I think your language has evolved.
Uh-oh. Hello, Governor.
Babble. Why does Nick Grimm now speak like an Englishman?
Hello.
A text from the 402 says, how come some people that stutter can sing without stuttering?
Ah, good one.
These are great questions. I don't know.
Probably because it's recorded and they stutter the other times?
I don't know. It is a thing where people, if they have a stutter, they do sing without the stutter.
I don't think that's what it is.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Well, how are we to know? It's recorded.
SNL bit where no one could understand what Ozzy Osbourne was saying until he started singing.
Okay, you know artist Sam Smith?
Yes, I do.
They have an insane stutter, except when they're singing. And then they did end up stuttering at a show. During a song, and then the fans actually finished it out for them.
Oh, that's nice of the fans.
It was a very sweet thing for the fans to do.
Well, Mel Tillis was a famous stutterer.
The University of Iowa has done some research on this topic.
I don't know if I can believe this.
And have concluded that music is...
Probably gambled on it, too.
Gambled on it, and then, Caitlin Clark. In conclusion, Caitlin Clark.
Music is an activity in which you use the right side of the brain. Language uses left. So when you sing music, you're no longer using your left brain. And probably no longer stuttering.
Different brain side.
I was thinking about that yesterday because we did a little shopping. Nick, say shopping.
Shopping.
So we did that and we were listening to music. It was one of the rare instances where I listened to music.
A treat for Josh.
Wait, you were listening to music while shopping?
We drove.
Okay. Was it the music just playing at the store?
No, she was playing some stuff off of her phone. And anyway, it was this artist who was playing the piano and singing in the song. And I was just saying, like, that blows my mind.
So hard.
Because I tried to do that on Rock Band once, and I was like, nope, I can't play guitar and sing. And then she was like, yeah, he also has a song where he's playing the piano and doing a harmonica at the same time.
That,
and I was like,
that guy's name is Billy Joel.
That guy's not popular or not cool, as we discussed last
week. He's very cool.
Yeah, this was John McLaughlin.
How do you feel about Neil Young doing the harmonica and the guitar at the same time?
I don't really have any takes on Neil Young. What's his famous song again? America something?
Songs.
Does he have a song about America?
Keep on rocking in the free world.
I thought he had an America song.
I mean, it's not pro-America.
Mm. I thought he had an America song.
I went to a Neil Young concert at PBA not too long ago, probably maybe like 6-7 years ago. And he just had a lot of things to say about things that we eat.
Oh.
He was very against GMOs.
Oh.
He had the whole crowd chanting against GMOs.
FGMOs?
Yes. The MF and GMOs.
That's a lengthy chant.
And then he would just...
A lot of syllables.
He made like kind of a mini song about it. Oh. And then everybody sang along to the song about GMOs.
Did you sing?
It was kind of fun to yell.
Yeah?
It was kind of fun to yell.
Is it kind of fun to yell? Poll question.
It's kind of fun to yell.
Hmm.
Just with everybody else.
There you go.
And then he just went back into singing Neil Young songs.
I was wrong, by the way.
Yeah, shocker.
Sam Smith had a lisp. Louis Capaldi is the one with the stutter thing
okay.
when that happened.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Thank you, producer Josh.
Louis Capaldi.
After the Gold Rush, Josh, great song. Neil Young.
Okay. Maybe I'll check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
Never heard of it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that is. I don't know who this man is. Sorry to this man.
He's an old man.
I apologize.
Neil Young is very old.
Is he?
Yes.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
I think so.
Shout out to Neil Young, who still is living.
Clint Eastwood, old, alive.
Dude, were you guys talking about him last week? 93.
Have you seen him, though?
He looks old as hell, right?
Yeah.
Bob Dylan,
and
old,
he's still making
alive.
Movies.
Kind of.
I mean, we've watched... How many of his movies have we watched in the movie club? At least one.
I'm surprised he didn't have anything to do with the fishing movie.
Fishing? Oh, great.
That seems extremely up his alley.
It definitely does. We watched...
Are you trying to knock the movie again?
What was the one that we watched, John? It was like Rooster.
Rooster?
It seemed like the name had a bird involved, like a game, like chicken. What was the name of that movie? It was like him and a young man.
Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
A lot of Clint Eastwood movies involve him and a young man.
No, I know.
It doesn't narrow it down.
All right. I'm going to look this up.
How many of them involve
Cry Macho. There was a chicken in Cry Macho.
Yes, there was.
All right. So I was wrong about the title.
My favorite bird, the macho.
Wow. I forgot that he directed American Sniper.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I like that movie.
Nice. That was a good one.
With the baby. American Sniper is the one with the baby, right? Because I keep getting that in Zero Dark Thirty mixed up.
American Sniper is the one with the baby.
Yeah, the fake baby.
Yeah. Otherwise, good movie. Ending very sad.
Bradley Cooper's.
Mm-hmm. The beginning of him chasing Oscars.
Very good.
They need to just give him an Oscar so then he can chill out.
Has he still not got one?
No.
Wow. Yeah. He deserved one for Dungeons and Dragons.
Wait, Clint Eastwood?
No,
Bradley Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Bradley Cooper is begging for an Oscar, and they won't give it to him, and so he's getting weirder and weirder.
Why is he begging for it?
He just wants one.
I like that movie that you didn't like.
Leo.
The one...
Cry Macho?
No, it was really long, and it was kind of black and white sometimes.
Oh.
But he was a carny, and then he became like a really rich guy.
We did that for a movie club.
We did?
Yeah. You picked it.
Which one?
The one...
Wait, what?
He was
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember this.
Yes, you Nightmare Alley.
Nightmare Alley.
You picked Nightmare Alley.
No, I did not.
Oh, Nick picked it.
Because I never saw it.
You didn't watch Nightmare Alley?
No, I wasn't. I must not been here that week.
He was out of town.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Yeah, it was bad. I hated that movie. I could have sworn that we all talked about it. It was Bradley Cooper, Cate Blanchett, Toni Collette, Willem Dafoe.
I don't remember anything about that movie.
So it is,
He was a carny.
Yeah.
And then he got into the carnival by doing various magic tricks.
Oh, that one.
And then he became so good at the magic tricks that he believed that he was the best person ever.
Okay, now I remember.
Yeah,
he believed that he was invincible.
But I don't think I picked that one.
Well, if Nick doesn't remember it. We did it in February of 2022. It's been almost 2 years. Oh, Happer responded to it. Great movie. Bad take, Happer. Oh, Odson responded to you. Can confirm. I'm going to respond to now, both of you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, he liked it too. Thank you, Josh.
Wow.
Yeah, we watched it on March the 4th.
There you go. March the 4th be with you.
John must have been not here.
No. I
mentally,
do remember it.
He was all the way.
I do remember it now.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember it. But then we took a couple weeks off.
Mm. Yeah.
We?
For tournaments? Things of that nature?
Yes, we had tournaments. We had Creighton basketball tournament.
They went... pretty deep in that tournament, if I remember right.
Yes.
Oh, was that the one when they lost to Georgetown by a million?
No. That's when they lost to Villanova in the final.
Also by a million?
No, it was only by like five.
Oh, okay.
It was the Connor Gillespie took over in the last 3 minutes game. Remember that one?
Colin. Colin.
Did I say Connor?
Yes.
Colin Gillespie.
Yes, Colin. Yep, that one. And then they...
Then that was the year they beat
San Diego State
and lost to Kansas.
Kansas, yeah.
Speaking of Cardinals.
Ragtag group. Shout out Ryan Hawkins.
What do you got? Shout out Ryan Hawkins.
Do people in Nebraska call people from Kearney Carnies?
Oh, great question. No, we should, though. My parents are Carnies. I'm going to start calling them that.
No, that's, I don't think we do.
That's funny, Nick.
What do you call people from Kearney?
My parents.
People from Kearney. Are there really Kearneys anymore?
Oh, yeah.
I don't
think
so.
There's not as many as there used to be.
Go to county
fairs.
It's
pretty illegal.
They're all
over
county fairs.
I don't think there's as many of those as there used to be.
County fairs?
Yeah.
Still going strong back home.
I'm talking about in civilized society.
Like, what are they? Who are the Kearneys? They have, you know, they have the little people. They have the little people. They have the bearded woman.
The
freak
people.
It's not. Yeah. It's not like that. But it's the people who look like Kearneys who travel with the rides and amusement stuff and such.
Oh, they just
he's mocking the working man who puts up the stuff and then takes the ticket.
No, we're talking about the weirdos.
The one where I said, please don't make this go super fast. My stomach hurts. And then he made it go super fast. And then I threw up everywhere. I'm like, this is on you.
How old were you when that happened?
10.
We shouldn't have been chewing tobacco on the road.
That's right.
My bad.
Tequila.
The great Bambi.
Bambino.
You mean that wimpy deer?
He's making a joke. I got it, Nick.
Thank you.
I got it. I got you.
I love The Sandlot. John probably hates that movie.
That was one of my favorite
movies. It's a movie from the early 90s about for kids, and John didn't watch those
movies. It's about baseball. John loves it.
What are you talking about? Of course I love The Sandlot.
Oh, well, you just missed the reference made.
John doesn't like movies about baseball. He likes movies that are like the LaCroix, have a LaCroix of baseball in it, but then
I think it's more likely that he just...
About?
Nice.
It's more likely that he missed the reference that he hates a movie about baseball. Come on, guys. Let's get...
He doesn't like...
Just because I don't like
Rookie of the Year
and the Tony...
That movie is funny.
And the Tony Danza disaster.
Okay, that movie is not so good.
Angels in the Outfield?
Act.
What?
His name's Tony.
Imagine that.
His name's not Tony. It's Mel. It's Mel Clark.
I guarantee you they overdubbed that because they had to call him Tony on set. Otherwise, he was Tony on
like two things, and so then John always says that he's always Tony.
Clark is a fantastic baseball
name. It's an amazing baseball name. Amazing baseball name.
Just like an amalgamation of several names
throughout
the history of time.
Exactly.
Mm.
What's a name? Mel.
Mel. What's another name? Clark. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Oh, but make sure we call him Tony on set or else he won't respond to you.
Yeah, I'm good with the Angels in the Outfield slander. I'm fine with that.
Wow. That's crazy.
Brutal.
You hate God?
No, I love God.
Okay, interesting.
I love God.
Interesting.
Who's the little kid that ended up becoming famous?
Yeah, he was on the American Pie movies, among other things, right?
The kid in Angels in the Outfield.
Oh, that's, is that Joseph
Gordon-Levitt? No, wait, I guess.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, never mind. I'm thinking of what's his name from Rookie of the Year. He was on the American Pie movies.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gardenhosa.
Yeah.
I don't even know his real name.
I don't either. He's that guy.
Yeah.
He's that guy.
He definitely
so
is.
Memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him in anything else.
Besides
the guy who played Henry Rodengardner?
The American Pie movies?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay. Outside of those?
That's it. Gardenhosa, you're in. Gardenhosa, you're up.
Through Taylor Swift, we learned that her and Travis Kelce frequently watch American Pie.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, Saturday nights.
I'm not a huge American Pie fan.
She sang about that in a song?
She did.
What a weirdo.
I like the song.
And then she's like, touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, Nick, have you done your review of the album yet?
I have.
Oh, I missed it.
Yeah.
What did you give it?
It's on Twitter.
How many stars out of 10?
5.6.
Whoa!
Only 5.6?
Thank you, Nick.
It wasn't good.
Oh, she seems like a real sicko.
9, 5, 1, 16, 20 Swifties. Let him have it.
My problem is she's a...
Oh, and Chiefs Kingdom.
My problem is she's an adult woman and she's still writing as if she's like a 21-year-old woman.
You don't say.
There's no evolution of maturity in the songwriting.
Color me stunned.
Uh-huh. Look at how Nick has matured overnight. This is great, Nick.
I mean, I give you a lot of credit. You're going after both the Swifties and Chiefs Kingdom.
Yeah.
You're talking about two of the biggest psychotic fan bases there exist.
Don't disrespect us.
Am I disrespecting Travis Kelce? Because I feel like it tracks that he would love American Pie.
Oh, no. As long as this kayfabe thing is going on, these two are all one and the same. Now, when they split up, that's when the civil war begins. But until then, they're all one big happy family, and you just walked in to their family affair and took a dump in the Jell-O salad.
Mm. There was one song that I almost loved. And it wasn't...
What was that?
It was called Florida, and it had Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine, and all of her parts were great.
So you only almost liked it because of the backing vocals.
Mm. She wasn't even the backing vocals. She got a whole feature.
She was just in. She was just doing the song.
The best part of the song.
So Taylor Swift.
Except they would randomly say Florida.
Has she transitioned over into the whole doing the duets thing? Because that's the next evolution.
No, I mean, she's had features on her last few albums.
Nick, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Are you worried about Taylor and her being brainwashed by this monster, Travis Kelce?
Oh, interesting.
Because, she's singing about touching herself while
she wants
touching
him.
You.
Is she the one that keeps going up in my timeline?
Bum, bum, bum.
Thank you, Nick.
News in bio.
She's in bio.
No, she's just saying she wants him to touch her while he's playing Xbox.
That's not something she would have said like a year ago.
No, she's in love.
See, that's... I don't like when people change who they are when they fall in love with someone.
Because that whole song is about her feeling like, you know those songs that have been around forever where they're like, I feel like a teenager. I feel young again because of you. That's what this song is.
And that was the line to
that
explain
is
that?
One of the lines in that song. The
I
other one was watching
She's like 32 years old.
Is she really? Is she almost my age? Yeah, I guess she's born in 89.
I think she's like just a little older than me.
Well, she was born in 89.
She'll be 35 at some point this year.
Which is why it is even weirder and more sad to me that she's writing the lyrics that she's writing. Because it would make sense if like Olivia Rodrigo was still writing songs like this.
Definitely.
But a grown woman to write songs like this, like there needs to be some kind of maturation of
Here
your songwriting at some point.
Yeah.
It just needs to happen.
Get the TikTok cam out.
There's also like a
Kyle,
diss track.
Turn on the TikTok camera.
Like, do you have insurance for your truck yet?
Yes. She's also...
Because I'm guessing that thing will be on fire when you leave the parking.
It's just weird. Like, why are you a 34-year-old woman and still writing songs about your high school bullies? It feels weird.
They live rent-free in her head.
They do.
Yes.
Like, just get over it.
Like the haters of Jack Mitchell's softball team.
I think she needs to take a couple years. I think she needs to take a couple years before the next album and just go experience things.
She is kind of cranking these out on the regular, because wasn't the last one, like, within the last year?
Yeah.
She
I mean,
cranks.
That's a lot.
And with
this weird
not double release thing, it turned into a situation where she could have culled a lot of the songs from the main album and put a lot of the ones from the second release into that main album, and it could have just been one album.
Or she just could have called it one album.
Some
and
of
been
those,
done with
yeah,
it,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
But 30, instead,
yeah.
It's like, oh, but I'm giving you a bonus. It's like when we go to the Sunday shop and I get an extra cherry on top.
Oh, nice.
That is how nice of her.
Mm-hmm.
Odson points out Nick can't get over the bully teacher he had in high school, though.
Well, because grown men shouldn't throw footballs at children.
Hey, I mean, a lot
weird.
Of us go.
Now, to Nick's credit,
Nick,
he's
you bring
never...
up your divorce, the divorce of your parents a lot too.
That's a thing that affected me.
To Nick's credit, though, he's never
she was
written
affected
a song
by John
about
Mayer.
Mr. Casey.
That's true. Nick, can we get a Casey song, please?
Yeah, you should write a song about Mr. Casey and your parents' divorce various other traumas in your life.
I can get Taylor to help me because she's written a few football-based puns, unironically, in a couple of these songs.
Stibbs from The Grave tweeting at us on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed.
And if he's not dead now after seeing the Broncos uniform release, he's definitely
horrible.
In the grave.
And Zach Wilson.
Says,
and
of
Zach
course Wilson. You feel like a teenager again. Taylor, you're dating a giant man baby who plays GTA with his boys and watches American Pie every week.
Bros.
See, that's facts.
The song said bros, not boys, bros.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to watch that movie.
That is such
every
a
weekend.
Weird thing to say.
That's meanwhile you and your bros play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, that's not
and the
something
sad part
I want
is,
to imagine.
That's the best song about Travis Kelce from those group of songs that she released.
Doesn't reflect that well on him.
No.
Did she write a song about how What's-His-Ass was offsides and ruined the best play of Travis Kelce's career?
No, there was...
Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney.
So right before the Grand Theft
You're
Auto
not
line...
my homie.
Right before the GTA line, there's a line about, you know ball, I know Aristotle.
You know ball? She said that?
She said that.
I don't think...
The songwriting is... There's one song that I liked in its entirety in the whole album, and it's called The Black Dog, and that was a decent song.
Black Dog, wasn't that a song by Led Zeppelin?
Not that Black Dog.
That's a great song. John would rather listen to that version than the Taylor Swift version, and John hates Led Zeppelin.
Yep, most definitely. I would most definitely rather listen to Zeppelin than Taylor Swift.
I do like,
especially now that Nick's given it only a 5.6.
Well, I like
that's a tough look.
I liked the Black Dog because it had a lot of vibes. influence of her country songwriting, which was honestly good. She's at her best when she's writing songs.
Oh, that's right. She was a country and western person.
I think she's at her best when she's writing songs that are about personal experiences, but can also other people can relate to. But a lot of the songs in this album were just her personal experiences and calling
that
out
always
her
happens though. Like Jay-Z used to write about stuff and then he became, you know, a billionaire and it's like, oh man, I dropped my bottle of Dom and it spilled.
Nice.
Like, I don't really relate
to
this.
That's how Jay-Z's song goes. Yeah.
And that sucks. But the Black Dog kind of, like, there's still hints of her old songwriting in there where it's like, okay, this is relatable.
Mm.
But then writing a song about going to Florida to forget all your problems isn't really relatable.
I could care less about the lyrics. Just like, does it sound good?
Yeah.
That's pretty much
shake
how
it
I
off,
music.
Shake it off. Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing? The crossover that brought us of music was Nick grabbing his sword
and
standing there in her honor. And now he's like, 5.6.
Now that's maturation.
Yeah, it is. That was months ago. It's not even a whole year.
A lot of that was about Taylor Swift, but I think as I've reflected on that event, that crossover.
That event.
The incident.
This will be another thing that will be in Nick's next song.
It's like the White Castle incident. Mm. But
before the
Nick incident.
I respect that. Before the manifesto. I think my problem was as defending music as a whole than just Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift was kind of my conduit for that. But
Cody says Nick's takes are so weird. Taylor Swift writes what sells, and it is teenagers in early 20s. Nick, this is you realizing
you're no longer old now.
Yeah. Nice job, Nick. Welcome.
This is what happens. No, you're just like,
God,
I don't get
what
this.
Does that make you then? You're like
ancient.
Yeah. See, and my
dad died.
And now I'm so old that I'm cool again.
Yep. My best.
Can you believe this? John is cool.
Look at that rad fit.
Look, that's my rad fit.
There you go. John's back.
No, but my best example of the way an artist or a band can have more mature songwriting as they get older is Taking Back Sunday. I didn't really love their last album, but it had a more mature sound because they're all
gotta make damn sure
exactly.
That song.
Well, that band.
Mm.
But their album that came out last year, you could tell it was more mature because these dudes are old and they have kids, so they're going to write about things that relate to them, and they're not writing for angsty teenagers anymore because they know their lane.
Nick, you have a lot to say about music.
I'm of music.
He did tell us.
How awesome is this going to be when Taylor is like 63 and still writing for teens?
What's she going to be talking about then when she's 63?
Her great-grandkids.
No.
With Travis.
She's still going to be talking about her boys playing GTA.
Mm.
Yeah, Travis Kelce will still be playing with the boys on GTA.
Yeah. I think so.
Mm.
She's pacing for that anyway.
Her the way she dissed Travis, she called him a dumbass in that song. Just saying, you know Ball, I know Aristotle. Which is it's kind of a douchey thing
Does
to say.
Does she know Aristotle?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't think she knows what she's talking about.
Just a lot of those songs were just about her and how cool she is. And it gave me the ick.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm not the only one who works here who has that opinion, by the way.
That is a big-time Gen Z diss.
Now, don't be throwing other people under the bus.
I'm not naming these people, I have people on my side.
Many are coming up to you, tears in their eyes.
Handshake.
Big, strong men or women.
If somebody in Gen Z says, that thing gives me the ick, it's over.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's the worst thing that could happen.
So this is when Taylor's jumped the shark.
Interesting.
Is what you're saying.
Charles points out that Shaq was called the Big Aristotle. He was. That's a great nickname.
That
she
is
knows
a really
Shaq.
Good nickname.
She knows Shaq.
That's what she was talking about. She's a fan of Shaquille O'Neal.
The Shaq. I forgot about that nickname.
The Big Aristotle.
I did.
The Big Aristotle.
He was awesome. He was so funny.
Shaqopotamus. Shaqtus.
You talk so much trash.
Now he's pimping ads for the General.
Oh, that's right.
Did you guys watch any NBA on TNT this weekend?
No.
Shaq is like, he quite possibly is the worst person on television of all time.
Interesting.
But it's so funny.
What did he do this time?
He doesn't even like say anything. He just, Chuck, I don't know what you're talking about.
That is true. That is his bit.
You can't even understand what he's saying, but it's so funny.
I always like how he never looks at anybody. He just, I'm staring over here.
Yep.
Shaq,
he's got his glasses on.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're able to look at him.
The one shot is on him, and he's just kind of looking off, but not looking towards Ernie. It's just like,
I'll tell you what, though.
Ernie's just staring at him, and Charles is looking at him like, what are you talking about?
This is a basketball game.
Jokic is a good player. And then that's it. That's it. He's
mastered the art of being Ed McMahon. Ed McMahon was sitting next to Johnny Carson all those years, and all he did was, ha, 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 ha.
And we love him.
Millions.
And we love him.
I'll do that. I should just go laugh.
Oh, Stibbs is going after Taylor Swift.
He's dead, though.
She reads birth charts to... I'm using the Ouija board. She reads birth charts to people who don't want to hear them, and she thinks she's an Aristotle expert.
That's what she was talking about.
I like this. Now that Stibbs is out on her, too, because of who she is dating.
Yeah, and like you said, he's having a rough day.
Stibbs?
Yeah.
Well, the Mariners won a game yesterday.
Oh, I just got my Mariners tickets for next week, by the way. Yeah.
Nice.
Let's go.
Baseball.
Mariners. They're playing the Braves.
Are they actual paper tickets?
No. What is this, 1994?
Paper tickets are cool again.
I do like paper tickets because he is cool again.
But
I want a paper ticket.
To give us the tickets, we got real tickets. We got an app. It was like, here you go.
Yeah.
And I added it to my wallet on my phone.
When I go to the Rockies game, I want a physical ticket to commemorate that, because this is going to be my first major league game.
You should ask for one. Can I ask for one? Can I go to the ticket office and
I'm
say,
sure they'd
well,
give
that's
you
what
something.
I'm not
print
sure.
Print me a ticket?
Yeah. You get a sign that says baby's first ball game.
Nice.
Well, you can get a certificate on the Rockies website that says my first
Josh
game.
Josh should actually get a t-shirt that says baby's first ball game.
Do you have this in an adult size? No? Okay.
Do you have this in a running shirt?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. Can I get this as a singlet? By the way, we did get a text from the 402 that wrote, just joined some Taylor Swift message boards to tell them what Nick Grimm said his ass is done.
Wow.
Then I retweeted that with the link to my review.
Oh, this is not going to go well.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to dox you.
Rolling Stone already declared all-time classic album, which is insane.
It was all you.
What?
Yeah. The day it came out, they declared it an all-time
album. That magazine jumped the shark long ago.
It's a tough look for Rolling Stone.
Boom.
Tough look for Rolling Stone.
All this because Josh decided to say, it was all yellow.
It was all yellow. Wow, what a crossover.
Yep, it came all the way around full circle. I don't think we should Happy New Year this.
Okay.
Just in case Nick doesn't get assassinated.
Nick.
Because then it may come back around in December.
Good call.
That's when the real hitmen show up.
Yeah, sure. Everyone's cold. It's dark outside. And they're like, you know what? It's time to murder.
Yep, I'm depressed. The Chiefs just lost their fourth straight.
Put this in the vault.
I'm going after this guy.
Put it in the vault.
Taylor Swift.
And then we'll unload it after the new year once everybody gets happy again.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, you know, here's an idea, Nick, for maybe the 2025 shows. But when we put stuff on the list, we should cut it out as audio, and then we could play it back.
Audio.
At the end of the year. You know, like I have the list, so it would require a little extra legwork from Nick. But if we just kept all of the list items.
And made a segment on
it. Yeah, and then we just play us saying it. Like John just said, the Chiefs will lose four in a row. Like, whoa.
Yeah, but I didn't put that on the list.
That's true. That's true.
Oh, that's gone because.
Oh, the Oakland Athletics!
This baseball field is 1 inch big.
And there was a home run.
Oh,
okay, now wait a minute.
He bunts it.
That's
homer.
A first run of the. It's the ninth inning. Yeah. That's the first run of
but
the
I'm
game.
I'm just saying, that's a home run in zero other ballparks. Whee!
Did you know? Yesterday,
well, it was 377.
He did hit it 105 off the bat.
Yesterday's game one at Coors Field was the third game in Rockies franchise history that was 0-0 going into the 10th.
Wow. Baseball.
Wow, wow, wow.
And then some fan had to reach out and steal away.
I just want to talk to him.
Dude, we were watching the...
He got escorted out.
The Royals game on Saturday. That comeback was almost awesome.
I know, it felt like
And then, what's
playoffs.
His name? Kyle? Who just like, I'm going to go to third. Kyle? Yeah, he screwed up.
That's a very Scott Frost thing for you to say. Oh, that comeback almost happened.
Well, it did.
Salvador Perez.
It was but then almost Kyle cool. screwed it up. He's like, I'm going to go to third. And then they were like, out, bitch.
How do people keep giving up hits to 107-year-old Sal Perez? I mean, I respect the guy, but my God,
he is
old.
Hitting right now, man. Woo. And he's walking.
Isn't he younger than you?
He does seem so old.
Is he slightly older than you?
I believe he's slightly older.
Charlie Blackman
doesn't seem that old, and yet Salvi Perez is out there, and we're like, wow.
I would look a lot worse than Salvador Perez if they tried to put me in a major league game right now. That would not be good.
Yeah. That would be funny, though.
But he's walking more. Oh,
Salvi.
Vinny Pasquantino barrels up every ball he sees, and yet he is one of the most unlucky players in baseball at the moment, but he's still...
Something tells me he
baseball,
probably,
John.
He probably is like, he sounds like a head maitre d' at like an Italian restaurant.
Nice.
You were yellow.
He's a Jets fan. He is.
Wow. He is from New York.
Nobody wants to be a Jets fan.
Yeah, but at least they actually unloaded him twice.
Nice.
All right. Well,
good to see you, Happer.
Say your final goodbyes to Nick before he is murdered.
Nick.
Oh, my gosh. A Happer. Protest has started.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They're standing up and standing by.
Mm-hmm. They're waiting for you.
What are you going to do with your fidget spinners? Are you going to give them to somebody?
Fidget spinners.
Oh, I don't.
Fidget spinners.
I use my baseball as my fidget thing.
Oh, okay.
I fidget with my baseball.
Yeah.
That's why I have the baseball.
Well, I'm just saying, are they going to be in your will somewhere?
My baseball?
Oh, your fidget spinners.
I have a fidget spinner that I haven't used in years.
Who are you going to will the fidget spinner
You can
to?
Have it, Happer.
What Thank you.
Yes.
I'll give it to Cool John.
Thank you. Cool. And I'll give it to my kid.
Oh, wow.
I think it's buried in my desk somewhere, so good luck.
Okay.
We'll find it.
We'll get it.
We'll find it. We just hope we don't find your body parts there with it.
In my
desk? Oh, my gosh, it's his thumb.
Well,
you never know what they
telling don't. You, those Swifties take no prisoners.
They're crazy.
Indeed.
The program on a Monday, 1620 The Zone.